revenue shortfall. The 1999 legislature asked the board to temporarily reduce fees to lower the ending balance of the agency. The ending balance is now in line with recommended levels, and the board will restore the fees during the 2003-05 biennium by administrative rule. The Education Subcommittee recommends House Bill 5007 be amended and reported out due with a due pass as amended. Thank you.
Representative T. Smith
moves
House Bill 5007
be passed out with a due pass with the dash one amendments.
Any discussion?
Further discussion?
Any objections? Hearing none. So ordered. House Bill 5. Robbie's not here. Patrick Hansen.
Are you here, Robbie?
Okay. House Bill 5032,
Representative Miller.
Thank you, Senator Harper. House Bill 5032 establishes the 0305 other funds expenditure limitation for the Board of Investigators. The Board of Investigators was created in 1997 to regulate the conduct of private investigators. The board is funded entirely by license and examination fees paid by those the board regulates. The board believes it is nearing the saturation point for potential licensees and expect its workload to shift to renewals over new license applications. Even so, the number of licensees is expected to increase 20% during the 03-05 biennium. Your Public Safety Subcommittee adjusted the governor's budget recommendation to eliminate merit increases in COLAs, but added funds to reflect hiring of two experienced employees in 2002 above the budgeted second step for a net increase to the personal services line of $9,228. Attorney General charges and Department of Administrative Services assessments were reduced as approved earlier by this committee for a total reduction in services and supplies of $4,343. Your subcommittee made a net increase in other funds expenditures limitation of 1.1% for a total other funds expenditure limitation of $437,779. Your Public Safety Subcommittee recommends House Bill 5032 be amended and reported out due pass as amended.
Okay, House Bill 5032. Discussion.
Objection.
Hearing none, so ordered.
Was that an objection, Senator George? All right. No, Senator George objected.
I'm sorry, I missed that, Gary. Senator George objected. House Bill 5033, yeah. I thought you were nodding off on me.
Yeah. House Bill 5033 ratifies a fee increase adopted by the Board of Investigators in 2002. The Board of Investigators held public hearings and with the support of the Public Investigators Professional Association approved the Department of Administrative with the approval of the Department of Administrative Services adopted an administrative rule raising the two-year license fee for provisional investigators to the same level of private investigators. New fee is $550 for two-year license for initial and renewing licenses effective January 1, 2003. The anticipated fee revenue is not directed to any identified expenditures. Instead, it will help build an adequate ending balance of about 4 months' operating expenses within the agency. The increased fee recognizes the effort involving involved in issuing provisional investigator licenses with the aid of the board in building an adequate cash reserve to meet operational expenses. Board projects that it will move into deficit situation 2004 without such an increase, and the board estimates that it will license or renew licenses for 160 provisional investigators during 2003-2005 biennium for a net increase in revenue of about $44,000. The Public Safety Sub recommends House Bill 5033 be amended and reported due pass as amended.
Is on the floor. Discussion. Objection. Senator George objecting.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I need to make a correction, too. I was reading the summary on 5032A, and in the summary it points out the fee bill. I was not a no on the previous, but I am on the now on the fee bill. We can change that.
So Senator George requesting unanimous consent to change his vote on House Bill 5032 to an aye?
Correct.
Objection?
So ordered. Okay, House Bill 5033. Further discussion? Objection is Senator George.
So ordered.
House Bill 5043.
House Bill 5043 is the budget bill for the Board of Parole and Post-Prison Supervision. The board is responsible for determining release dates for inmates sentenced prior to 1989, approving release plans and conditions of supervision, ordering sanctions and revocations of offenders who fail to meet the conditions of their community supervision, and notifying victims and others of an offender's release from prison or jail. The recommended budget is $3,328,861 total funds, of which over 99% is general fund. The board is provided funding for 14.75 FTE. The subcommittee's recommended budget is reduced 4.4% from the governor's budget as a result of reductions in inflation adjustments, merit pay, the attorney general rate, and DAS assessment rates. The subcommittee also reviewed the ending balance for the limited amount of other fund revenues received by the board and determined that $5,530 of other fund resources could offset an equal amount of general fund. The subcommittee discussed the opportunities for the board to increase efficiencies through greater use of its information system. A budget note was included instructing the board to report back to the 05 legislature on any further efficiencies that are identified. A second budget note is recommended instructing the board to assist the Department of Corrections in evaluating the effectiveness of County Community Corrections Program, specifically the impact of the use of revocations and sanctions on individual county recidivism rates. The Public Safety Subcommittee recommends that House Bill 5043 be amended and reported out, do pass as amended.
We have the motion. Discussion? Any objection? Hearing none, so ordered. House Bill 5053.
House Bill 5053 is the budget for the Board of Tax Practitioners. The board is funded entirely by license and examination fees paid by those the board regulates. Your general government subcommittee adjusted the governor's recommended budget by eliminating merit increases in COLAs and inflation factored into services and supplies in the budget. We also reduced the budget to reflect reductions in the attorney general billing rate and reduced assessments of the Department of Administrative Services. The net effect was to reduce the agency's budget by $36,063. The subcommittee had concerns about the potential for efficiencies that could be gained from combined operation of licensing activities. The subcommittee adopted a budget note requesting a joint legislative audit committee review the operations of this board and the Board of Accountancy to determine whether it would be cost-effective and more efficient to combine the licensing activities under one authority. Your general government subcommittee recommends House Bill 5053 be amended and reported out, do pass as amended.
House Bill 5053, motion's on the table. Chair recognized Representative Butler has a conflict of interest with this one.
Mr. Chair, I really don't with regard to the Board of Tax Practitioners. I would with the Board of Accounting.
Recognize Representative Butler.
Further discussion? Any objections? Hearing none. So ordered. Senate Bill 5503. Senator Dukes.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Excuse
My
me.
Pleasure.
Senate Bill 5503 is the budget bill for the Oregon Department of Aviation. The Department of Aviation operates more than 30 state-owned Oregon airports and annually licenses or registers more than 400 other public and private airports, heliports, and landing areas. The department also registers all pilots and non-military aircraft based in Oregon, oversees statewide aviation system planning, helps with community airport planning, and conducts aviation safety and public education programs. The Oregon Department of Aviation receives no general fund support and is funded entirely by other and federal funds. The major other funds revenue source are fuel taxes, registration, and license fees. The Transportation and Economic Development Subcommittee approved a budget of $14,073,498 and 16 FTE. This is $1,952,764 less than the governor's recommended budget. The subcommittee reduced inflation, the cost of merit increases, the Attorney General, and the Department of Administrative Services assessments. In addition, the subcommittee converted the special payment to the Oregon Emergency Management Division of Oregon State Police to a revenue transfer. The subcommittee approved enhancements in the budget to increase the financial aid to municipalities by $400,000 for a total grant program of $650,000 to provide $142,000 to proceed in the interim to complete a preliminary site survey, environmental testing, and design options for the Salem office building and report to the legislature the detailed scope of work. To provide $250,000 for the construction of an aircraft hangar building at one of the 30 state-owned airports, and to provide $100,000 for a new pilot and aircraft registration database with an integrated business management system, with the understanding that the department will report to the Joint Legislative Committee on Information and Management during the interim when the hardware and software platform, required resources, skill sets, a schedule, and the cost of completing the development of the solution have been determined. The subcommittee also approved an increase of $29,860 in other funds expenditure limitation in the 0103 budget for the search and rescue program budget to cover expenses made for the aerial search and rescue program by the Oregon Emergency Management Division of Oregon State Police. Your subcommittee recommends the bill be amended and report how two passes amended. They wrote it, Mr. Chair. I'm just reading it.
That's okay. Second, would you like the second chapter?
No, I think that's it.
Senate Bill 5503, further discussion. Senator Morris.
Mr. Chairman, I'm in support of this agency, but I'm not in support of this bill. From the perspective of the allocation of $142,000 for a study for a building that I don't think is necessary, and therefore my vote will be no. Not that the improvement is not necessary. A new building budgeted at $2 million anticipated cost is not the right way to go. So therefore, I will be a no vote on this. I was a no vote in the subcommittee, and I will be consistent with that vote today.
Noted. Further discussion? Objection, Senator Morse. Further objections? Hearing none, so ordered. Senate Bill 5504.
It's shorter.
Oh. Thank you.
Mr. Chair and committee members, this bill authorizes the Department of Aviation to maintain a new fee structure approved during the interim by the Department of Administrative Services for its monthly access assessed to private landowners who use state-owned property. Previously, monthly fees ranged between $10 and $12, depending on the class of the airport to which access was required. The new access fees are determined by the type of aircraft, because the heavier the airplane, the more wear and tear on the property. Basically, this is a weight and mileage tax for aircraft. The bill allows the fee changes to remain in effect permanently. Absent this bill, state law requires that fee increases adopted administratively be rescinded on July 1, 2003. Your Transportation and Economic Development Subcommittee recommends the bill be reported out, do pass.
Further discussion, Senate Bill 5504. Objections? Hearing none?
So ordered.
Senate Bill 5510, Senator Gordley.
Good morning. Senate Bill 5510 is the budget bill for the Board of Licensed Professional Counselors and Therapists. The board oversees a voluntary licensing program for professional counselors and marriage and family therapists. The subcommittee approved a budget of $399,276 other funds and 2. FTE. This is a 10.2% reduction from the governor's balanced budget level. The budget includes the restoration of reductions taken due to a revenue shortfall if a fee increase approved by the 2001 legislature is not ratified. That ratification is recommended and will come in Senate Bill 5511, which follows. The subcommittee did not approve the reclassification of two positions. Adjustments were made for the merit increase freeze, inflation reductions, attorney general rate reduction, and the DAS assessment reduction. The Education Subcommittee recommends Senate Bill 5510 be amended and reported out, do pass as amended.
Thank you, Senator Gordley. 5510. Further discussion? Objections? Hearing none. So ordered. Senate Bill 5511.
Senate Bill 5511 is the fee bill for the Board of Licensed Professional Counselors and Therapists that accompanies the budget bill. The 2001 legislature approved the fee increase during the budget process. The budget for 2003-05 assumes continuation of these fees. The legislature must now ratify the increases made by administrative rule during the interim. New application fees went from $100 to $125, and license renewal went from $80 to $125 per year. The Education Subcommittee recommends Senate Bill 5511 be reported out with a due pass recommendation.
Senate Bill 5511. Discussion? Objection? Hearing none. So ordered. Senate Bill 5520. Senator Carter.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman. Thank you very much. Senate Bill 5520 is the budget bill for the Oregon State Fair and Exposition Center. The agency is responsible for the annual State Fair and ongoing. I did speak to you and was waiting for you to do that as well. Ongoing exposition events and received operator. The recommended budget is $18,308,128.37.18 FTE. Total budget is reduced 4.3% from the governor's budget as a result of reductions in inflation and pay adjustments, reduced debt service costs, and assessment rate reductions. The budget includes 5.13 FTE and $1.4 million of the funds to market and operate the multipurpose pavilion. The pavilion will be completed in August 2004. This facility was authorized by the 2001 legislature and is funded with lottery-backed bond proceeds. The 99 legislature established a general fund operating subsidy. The subsidy supports fair activities such as agricultural exhibits and 4-H events, which do not generate revenues. The 2001 legislature increased the subsidy to $1.4 million to offset reductions in operating revenue. This budget continues the subsidy at $1.3 million. The subsidy enables the fair to maintain current operations. Budget notes direct the fair to continue collaboration with state and local partners, including county fairs. The fair will also support the activities of the Community Partnership Task Force, which is appointed by legislative leadership. The task force will work with state and local partners of fair to identify potential additional revenues. Transportation Economic Development Subcommittee recommends the SB 552 will be amended and reported out to pass as amended.
Senate Bill 5520 with a dash two amendments. See Senator Dukes. It can be long, but not that long.
Yes, sir.
Discussion. Objection. Any real objection?
Under discussion.
Yeah. Under discussion. Oh, okay. Discussion. Senator Dukes, please.
Mr. Chair, I just wanted to point out something that I found unusual in this budget as we were doing it, and that is on page 404 in the discussion, it notes that we included in this package, and this was something that the committee added back, is one permanent position to directly support exposition clients with event, set up, tear down, and miscellaneous services. This is a general fund FTE that the LFO recommended be taken out that the committee put back in. Now, I'll grant you that it's a good position, and I'll grant you that it is probably needed by the agency, but I thought we were supposed to be removing general fund FTE and not putting them back in. I voted no in committee, and that's not easy for a rural legislator to vote against the state fair's budget, but I found it just amazing, and I'm really concerned, quite honestly, that if we're starting this early, sticking general fund FTE into the budget, we'll be here for Halloween. So I just wanted to point that out. I think this is a problem. It's only one little problem. It's only one. But I asked in committee where the money was coming from, and I was told from the general fund. Now, unless you guys got a stash I don't know about, I don't know where that pot is.
Well, there'll be plenty more than this. Senator George, did you have...
Is that
authorization?
Yeah.
Can we do this?
Well, heads are shaking up and down and no. In order to defend myself and my growing reputation of being a liberal big spender,
you better be careful.
I would like to point out for the record that I was the only no vote in the Senate for the appropriation of the capital expenditure of about $20 million. But once in fact that has begun, you better believe it that I'm going to be there to make sure that they have enough to make sure this operation continues. We were also told in committee that the expenditure to do the maintenance was, in fact, going to occur with similar or even higher potentially costs. So that's why I felt it was very reasonable to do it.
Yeah, okay.
All right, 5520 we have. I'm sorry. Representative Johnson.
For all the reasons so eloquently stated by my colleague from Clatsop County, I'm going to be a no on this.
Understand. Noted. So we have Senator Dukes, Representative Johnson, Representative Bates.
And Senator Gordley as well.
Senator Gordley object.
Can I tell you why I'm a yes?
Please.
Thank you very much. I think this body, over a period of, a sustained period of time, has said to the state fair, we don't want you to close. We want you to go forth and do good. And we have not funded them. They need to have a marketing plan in order to bring to continue to bring people to the fair. And it is not their fault that this body, in its wisdom, decided even in the last session to not fund them, but said we'd fund you next session, and then not to follow through. We want the fair successful, or we don't give them the money at all. And to me, to put the fair in a position where you ask them to go forth and do good so all the little kids from rural Oregon can come and show off their dairy, their animals that they have done a good job on for people to come and bring other things that they've done in terms of crafts in this state to the state fair for this reason, I think to me is a double statement from this body to say that you want them successful and you don't give them the money to do what you want them to be successful at. I think it's a form of hypocrisy for us to do that. Let's not fund the fair or fund them and give them what they need to do marketing and other things. Thank you very much. That's my reason for voting yes.
Anybody like to change their mind?
But I'd like your
response. Yes.
Mr. Chair, this is a position to do electrical and plumbing work for which no license is required, and it could be done by limited duration people who do not receive benefits.
Further discussion.
Mr. Chair, could we have the LFO staff come forward and discuss the issue with us?
Yes, we certainly may.
Thank you.
I can hardly wait till we get the DHS.
Yes.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, I wanted to clarify one thing. This is not an additional position. This is a position that was vacant. And it is a position that was vacated through a retirement, and the person had continued to work. It is a maintenance position. The agency testified that they need people who are trained to do this work, to know where the light switches and the connectors and all of these kinds of things are, that if, in fact, the position was not funded, they were going to have to hire temporary help, that they were going to be spending an extensive amount of time training that help, that it would not be very efficient, and they wouldn't save the money that had been cut. So it would be a reduction in the level of services that were available.
Senator Morris.
Mr. Chairman, colleagues, this is no time to get weak-kneed with the debt overhang that exists in this agency. It's a service provider. They have a task to do, and we need to make sure that they do it. Otherwise, that debt will come back to haunt us in a very big way.
Funds, that's right. We pay for it.
All right. Any further objections? No more discussion?
I won't be an objection, but I'll be happy to dress up for Halloween as an accountant. Scare everybody.
No further objections. So ordered. 5520 with the -2. All right. Yeah, that's it. Well, I said, Randy, give me that gavel. I'll show him a thing or two. Yeah, I'm showing him.
Skin money?
5532, Marine Board, Representative Krieger.
Mr. Chair, Senate Bill 5532 is the budget bill for the Oregon State Marine Board. The Marine Board registers and licenses recreational boats, provides on-water law enforcement patrols through contracts with public safety agencies, and awards marine facility construction grants and local governments. The Marine Board receives no general fund support and is funded entirely by other and federal funds. The major other fund revenue sources are registration and title fees and motorboat fuel taxes. The Natural Resource Subcommittee approved a total budget of $27,013,136.38 full-time employees, which is 0.8% less than the governor's recommended budget. The subcommittee reduced the budget by $599,207, supporting statewide reduction in inflation and the cost of merit increases, AG fees, and Department of Administration services charges. The subcommittee approved, including fee revenue generated by the anticipated passage of House Bill 2247. As a result, the subcommittee approved restoring $1.5 million to the fund's current activities. The subcommittee also approved $3.7 million in the budget to fund a public service education campaign designed to encourage life jacket use among Oregon boaters, to improve the agency's computer infrastructure, increase marine law enforcement to meet critical needs, and increase improvement projects at boating facilities and public access sites. The Natural Resource Subcommittee recommends the bill be amended and reported out. Do pass as amended.
5532. Further discussion? Any objections? Hearing none. So ordered. 5538. Senator Devlin, FERS.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the committees. Senate Bill 5544 is the budget bill for the public employees retirement system. Mm-hmm. Your subcommittee reduced the budget to realize savings from the wage freeze and elimination of inflation costs in services and supplies. We eliminated funding for two policy packages, one for legislation that was never introduced and another for staff and funding to address member account accuracy issues. We also reduced the professional services category and provided instead an internal auditor position. PERS had planned to pay the Secretary of State for internal audit work, and the subcommittee felt that strengthening PERS internal audit function was and is preferable to paying the audits division of the Secretary of State to perform the work. We also provided significant additional expenditure limitation and position authority for PERS to address current workload issues. The subcommittee wanted to ensure that PERS was given the resources it requested to address those workload issues. We believe that PERS will most likely return for additional resources for legal expenses and implementation of House Bill 2003. We asked the Department of Administrative Service to unschedule $29 million of expenditure limitation, which is about 60% of the budget exclusive of IT initiatives, and work on new mortality tables. We want the new PERS board to be able to review PERS operations and report to the emergency board before we ask that limitation be rescheduled. Your General Government Subcommittee recommends Senate Bill 5538 be amended and reported out. Do pass as amended.
5538 with the dash twos. Representative Smith.
I have a quick question on authorized positions down here. Is it correct I see an increase FTE of 4?
Mr. Chairman, Representative Smith, I believe that's correct. There were a number of additions to this budget in response to HR 2004. There were a number of response additions in this budget, which were part of the budget, actually, in response to House Bill 2004 and the additional workload that was created by that bill.
Dallas.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, yes, there's a net add of 4 during the budget hearings. They had requested about 15 positions that the subcommittee did not approve, but because of events that happened with passage of the additional bills affecting the public employees retirement system, including new workload and the retirements, they had requested a number of additional positions, which the subcommittee felt PERS had to have given its well-known problems with its information systems. A great deal of the work has to be calculated manually. They're going to be going to evening shifts to process. There's a tremendous amount of workload that's being required by House Bills 2003, 2004, and 2001. So there, and the net add is four. Yes, ma'am.
Weren't some of them limited duration or in?
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, with the exception of about two of the positions that were approved, all are limited duration. Yeah.
Follow up.
Follow up. Smith, yeah.
Are those funded through general fund or dividend income?
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, this is an entirely other funded agency. It has administrative costs have first call on earnings. And if the earnings aren't there, it comes out of the employer funded. It's all other funded.
Further questions, Representative Bates?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Representative Senator Devlin, I didn't quite hear when you were speaking whether or not the audits of this department were going to be done inside the department or by the Secretary of State. I didn't quite hear what you said there.
My understanding, if staff wanted to respond, that would probably be beneficial. It's obviously the Secretary of State still retains audit authority in terms of PERS. We were talking more about strengthening the internal audit function of PERS itself.
Mr. Deere, are you saying that they're going to be auditing themselves internally?
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, yes. The Audits Division conducts the annual financial audit of the Public Employees Retirement System. During this past biennium, PERS contracted with Audits Division to do, in effect, what was an internal audit function where you reviews internal operations to see that benefits were calculated properly. During its budget presentation, the director testified that he was intending to do this again, to have the Audits Division come in and review other benefit calculations, or they didn't have the resources, the internal audit resources, to do that. The subcommittee felt, instead of having the Audits Division do essentially what is an internal audit function, that it would be better to beef up its internal audit resources at this time for a couple of reasons. One, to do the internal audit work, but also to ensure that this increased workload and the changes that they're making meet the internal standards of the agency.
Mr. Chair, considering the difficulty we've had with PERS in the last short time, I have some concerns about them being self-auditing, essentially. It may be less cost-effective, but I would have some reservations about any self-auditing.
Senator Devlin.
Mr. Chairman, the auditing function that we're talking about is not replacement for outside audits and the audits by the Secretary of State and the Audits Division. Any organization of this size, particularly with the expenditures that it has, would be auditing its own internal functions also, in the hopes that when you get an outside audit, that its internal functions are working properly.
Senator Gordley.
Thank you. What are the salaries of the four positions?
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, I don't have that right in front of me. These are the internal auditor that was a net plus. I do know that the salary for the biennium with all the add-ons was about $125,000. The other limited duration positions, I think, with OPE and everything, average between $25,000 and $30,000 a year.
Is that more than the governor makes?
Mr. Chair, no.
Thank you.
any further questions? Objections? Hearing none? Ordered. Senate Bill 5540, Senator Devlin.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, colleagues. Senate Bill 5540 is the budget bill for the Oregon Racing Commission. The Racing Commission regulates all aspects of racing in Oregon, including live and simulcast horse and greyhound race meets, off-track betting facilities, and wagering through six interstate wagering hubs that are located in Oregon. The Commission also licenses race participants, including Oregon hub operators. Commission revenues are received from the state's share of paramutual receipts from the race meets and the hubs, from licensees and fees, and from unclaimed winnings. By law, the Commission is to transfer revenue in excess of expenditures to the general fund. The recommended budget is $4,770,614, other funds, and 17.5 FTE. The subcommittee increased the governor's balanced budget for agency by $7,573. The budget includes reductions of $255,206 from the statewide salary freeze, lower attorney general, and DAS assessment charges, statewide reductions in inflation, and reductions in services and supplies. The budget also made position adjustments that resulted in a net reduction of $46,112 and two positions. The budget was increased $823,333 for payments to benefit the Oregon paramutual racing industry from anticipated increases in hub revenue. The subcommittee also reviewed the commission's ending balance and directed it to be reduced to a little over 3 months' operating expenses. As a result of this action, reduction in expenditures and increased revenue from multi-jurisdictional hubs, the Commission will transfer nearly an additional $1.1 million more to the general fund than was assumed in the governor's balanced budget. The General Government Subcommittee recommends that SB 5540 be amended and reported out, do pass as amended.
Discussion? Objections? Hearing none. So ordered, Senate Bill 5544, Representative Butler.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Senate Bill 5544 is the budget bill for the Treasurer of the State of Oregon. During our hearings, the Treasurer suggested some significant changes to his budget. Many of the changes were budget reductions. Your subcommittee incorporated these suggested changes in the Treasurer's budget. As a result, three vacant positions were in fact eliminated. Reductions were made to wage freezes and no inflation was provided for services and supplies. Additionally, reductions were made to realize savings from the AG's rates, DAS assessments, and further savings for the we're in the college tuition savings program, which will now pay its share of rent and back office support. We provided additional expenditure limitation for administration for the Oregon Qualified Tuition Savings Program. This program continues to grow and is funded by charges to that plan's assets. Even with the additions of these of this portion of the budget, $1.9 million in reductions of the Treasurer's operation budget allowed us to realize overall savings of $872,000. We also felt that separating the administration of the Treasurer's operations from administration of the Oregon Qualified Tuition Savings Program for budget purposes is a desirable thing to do, and we amended that within the bill, and those amendments are reflected in the changes in your General Government Subcommittee. Recommends Senate Bill 5544 be amended and reported due pass as amended.
Discussion? Objections? Hearing none. Ordered.
Other bills. House Bill 2247. Representative Krieger.
Hey, thank you, Mr. Chair. House Bill 2247 modifies the fee structure for titles and registration for boats and is effective November 1, 2003. The bill is recommended for approval by the House Water Committee, referred to the Joint Committee on Ways and Means. The 2001 legislature directed the department to convene a work group of boating constituents to assess boat registration fees and report findings to the legislature during the interim. This bill implements the recommendations of the work group. The work group recommends raising the boat title fee from $7 to $30 and the duplicate fee from $7 to $15. The work group also suggested changing the current registration fee structure to a more equitable flat fee of $3 per foot and increasing the duplicate certificate registration fee from $3 to $10. Adoption of this bill will generate approximately $4.2 million in the 2003-5 biennium. The revenue from this bill will enable the Oregon State Marine Board to maintain program activities and to increase direct services to boating constituents. The Natural Resources Subcommittee recommends the bill be reported out due pass.
Discussions? Objections?
So ordered. Other business? Representative Butler.
Representative.
I'm sorry.
Thank you, Vice Chair Harper. I need to digress really quick and go back to the 14 budget bills that we reported out of committee.
Do you need to change your votes or you just need to
talk?
No,
question of clarification.
Okay.
Can someone explain to me when we're going through the budgets why we're only able to see the LFO adjustments and not see the final numbers or even previous biennium numbers? I'm a challenged financial analyst, I guess, because I'm not sure as I look through each of the 14 bills where I can see on any one of them what we are going to pay or what we have paid, say, for the Attorney General, telecommunication rate changes, et cetera. How do we get that information so we know? Mm-hmm. Or is that information we don't need to know?
Mr. Chair, I think in each of the budget reports, there's a summary table at the back that shows the changes that were made in each one of the categories. For example, on the treasurer, the last page, there is a identification that the Attorney General reduction was $19,707.
Okay, right there. Can you tell me what it's going to be then?
If I had the budget book with me, yes, I could, but I don't have that.
Just a point of clarification then, Vice Chair Harper. So what we voted on was a number in which none of us in this room know what we're going to pay for the Attorney General for the upcoming biennium.
Okay. You have the budget books available to you. We don't reprint those for this discussion. Is that your question?
Well, I guess... You know, I guess I'm naive here. I guess I'm the only one on this committee that wants to know what the total amount of operation expense is for the current biennium, not just the LFO adjustment number.
Mm-hmm. Well, let me, I'm not sure I quite understand, Greg. The subcommittees go through this in excruciating detail. You're not on every sub. So what I might suggest to you is the night before you get this, if you have some questions, go grab the budget books. You know where those are, and or grab a subcommittee member if you have something, just like we do any bills. I don't know if I'm answering your question.
I guess this is a point that I guess I haven't given up on now in a month, and I'm not sure I'm going to give up on it yet. I'm just convinced that the information that's provided to this joint committee and to the subcommittees is not adequate to make good financial decisions. And when I look at any budget that's been presented to me, I'm able to see the adjustments that are being made. But unless I know what that adjustment is coming off of and where it's going to take us and perhaps even where it's been in the past, I'm not sure you're able to make a good financial decision. And perhaps
okay, well,
I'm naive.
Once again, Greg, the budget books have all of that detail. Go round them up.
Okay.
On the other four committees you don't sit on. And if you have some questions, maybe we'll give a specific question and answers. But we're not going to reprint the budget books for all of us, even though most of us are in the curriculum business. But it's all available to us.
Is it possible, Vice Chair Harper, just to get the actual number than what the adjustment is, so then we know what the final total number is?
In the budget books. Go get your budget books. No, we're not going to provide that for every committee. Multiple papers. We don't need that information here.
Okay.
That's at the level. Curves and Bates?
Mr. Chair, I think you've answered the question. In the budget books, you'll see a 9901, 0103, and 0305 expectation for each of these budgets. If we look at them in subcommittee carefully, and that gives you a reference for it. And if you'd like to work with me, and then I'd be glad to show those figures to you, which will give you a better concept of where we're going with these budgets. The puts and takes make more sense. It can be frustrating this level if you haven't sat in other committees and seen what actually goes on. The committees do a good job of looking at that picture.
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Carter.
I don't think, Greg, that you're feeling very naive. And I think what we are not hearing, what I think I hear you saying, is that if the body, both the subcommittee and this committee, had an extra sheet or an extra line item here showing you last year, this year, and next year, is, can we, as a committee, have this kind of data so that you can be more informed about what? And I don't think that that's a bad question to ask, but I think it is a policy change, what you're asking, and so I hear you.
I guess the reason I raise this issue isn't to be ornery. It's just since I've been in this building, I've served on now 5 Ways and Means committees, and I have yet to see where a budget has been, mm-hmm. where it is, what the adjustment is, and what the final number is. Now, if I choose to go back and pull out my calculator, I can find it out. But I don't think that we're given the information to where, as we go through these, not to question subcommittee work, because I think good work is being done, but just to know what we're voting on. I don't think that's irrational.
Okay. Another business. Representative Butler.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. The Public Safety Subcommittee recommends that the Joint Legislative Committee on Ways and Means approve the submission to the Department of Justice Office of Justice Programs, the grant application. The grant will provide $300,000 over 2 years to fund technical assistance services that will enhance statewide drug court programs. The grant application deadline is May 22, 2003. If the grant is approved, the Oregon Department of Justice will return to the Emergency Board for the expenditure limitation authorization for limited duration position. Position will provide technical assistance to the existing drug courts. The Oregon Department of Justice will also contract for the development of an internet-based data entry program for drug court services providers. The grant requires a 25% match, which will be met by the participating drug court judges and staff in grant-related activities. Your subcommittee on public safety recommends approval of this request.
Discussion. Any objections to the grant request? So ordered. Further business. Maybe just a flow. Representative Miller and I, we missed the chair meeting this morning. We apologize. Sitting in with the governor trying to collect our thoughts, trying to get an overall idea of where we're headed. Each one of the caucuses are going to meet over the next several days, hopefully before the end of next week, to come up with caucus positions, try and reconcile that at that level, and try and reconcile an overall budget picture, and then give us that overall budget picture so you guys can go to work with the information that we have. Obviously, you know, every day we sit here not having an answer is a day longer in the queue, but that's kind of where we are as of this morning. The specific issue for us is these general fund budgets. There's some angst about moving forward without having the overall picture, so if they come up, there's a few coming up next week. We had the military department last week. We'll work those as far as we can and then shelve them until we have an overall agreement is what we're hearing today. So there'll be a few of those next week that you'll work and not pass out. And that's just because of trying to get the overall picture. So that's coming up. But it was excellent work this week. We're seeing the results of that. And that's the way we're headed from here on out till we get this train to the station. So, Representative Miller? Okay.
Well, I just hope that we'll be able to work some of the general fund budgets of lesser amounts, of less controversy, so that this process can continue and enable us to leave this building sometime in the month of June. So anybody has influence with those people who are not allowing these to proceed, please exercise some of that influence.
If anybody here has any influence, get to work.
Dog,
anything else? Just general discussion at the committee level?
Mr. Chair.
Yes, Representative Butler.
In reference to Representative Greg Smith's concerns, can I go ahead and work with the Ways and Means folks? Because I think they're probably in the summary detail sheet, or the detailed summary sheet, I guess, at the very end, that we do have all the numbers, which are changes, but as they relate to the personnel and PICS program and as they relate to S&S and those other kinds of things, we might be able to develop just a percentage that could flow out of limited funds, general funds, other funds, and those kinds of things. That percentage might, I don't know whether that can be programmed in there or not, but it might help some of the issues and concerns that Representative Smith has so that we could see how efficient those kinds of things are.
No, you may not.
Okay.
That information is all available. You might have to do a little bit of individual labor. These guys are buried, and I'm not going to bury them anymore.
Okay.
So quit your whining.
Well, it'd be a computer issue. Just programming in one more number.
Okay.
Chair, we would be glad to
no, you're not.
Consider this for next session
okay.
and look at modifications.
You know what? You're so hard.
That's all right. Further discussion. We are adjourned.
We're adjourned.